promised. We're going to Maine on the Presence Radio 90.3 FM. It's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
Hey.
So my question is, I was recently married in November of last year, and my husband was not raised in a Christian family. Mm-hmm. And it's in our early conversations about my religion, he didn't really seem to have much of a belief system at all, as though he hadn't really actually pondered the possible existence of God ever before.
Sure.
But sort of as a scientist and someone who likes to argue initially, I sort of started trying to argue about why I felt that there was an absolute existence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, I think it sort of closed him to the idea of sort of accepting that as a truth, because he was sort of defensive in my argument that there was only one possible answer to this, and because it seemed like such a definite thing for me. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of become an issue where we have to be very careful about how we start these conversations, to respect each other's beliefs and opinions and whatnot. He's very supportive of my following my own religion, and he's happy to attend church with me, but he doesn't really have much of an interest in sort of learning more about it. And I fear that in arguing my point, I've sort of closed him down to hearing any more about it.
So, Sarah, are you looking for a better approach, maybe?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Absolutely. I know it's interesting you particularly used the phrase, I argued with him, instead of I talked with him about this. I think that people, they're not very receptive when we have arguments and debates with someone, because even if they sense their position is weakened, they'll try to save face, and they'll just, as you said, they'll become defensive. The approach I like to take on tough issues, whatever it may be, is to use a Socratic approach, to ask questions and to have a dialogue, rather than a debate. And I'm fine having debates. I only have debates with people where I am not really interested in changing that person's mind. For example, I did a debate with Dan Barker on the existence of God, or with Malcolm Potts on abortion. I'm certain I wasn't going to change those gentlemen's minds, but the point of the debate was for other people to see and evaluate. Now, if I have a dialogue with someone, I have an easier back and forth. And what I would recommend, Sarah, actually in my book, Answering Atheism, at the end of the chapters is a sample dialogue between a Christian and an atheist. I recommend asking questions. And the biggest questions would be, does God exist? Do you answer that yes, no, or I don't know? If it's no, what's your reasons for that? And I don't think he's going to say, well, I don't know. Where's the evidence? Other questions I like to ask atheists are, what's the best argument you've ever heard for God and what's wrong with it? And a lot of times I don't even receive a really good argument back, or any argument. And you can say, well, could I offer you something to read or look at, and we could discuss it. Another way to go about this, so just always asking questions, what do you think about this? Or what would you say to someone who says X? So it's not you attacking, it's, hey, you know, what would you say if somebody said, what about this? I just want to get what your response would be. And you're asking questions to move the dialogue forward. And also just sending, hey, here's a cool YouTube video I saw, or a debate I saw online. Maybe you'd like to watch it, and tell me, what did you think of this? And that gives kind of food for thought, and you can talk about something instead of arguing with each other. So I don't know if some of those tips might be helpful.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully that could do some good there.
Thank you.
No problem.
And prayer, and a little bit more prayer.
Yes, and those are just obviously the practical points. You'll have to pray that at the end of the day, conversion happens by the Holy Spirit entering into a person's heart, and we pray for that, and we offer helpful, practical places where that can progress.
I always like the story of Elizabeth Lasser in her book, The Secret Diary of Elizabeth Lasser. Mm. She had a very combative, abusive, atheist husband, and that's all I'm going to say. It's a fantastic ending to the story.
Sure.
I think you'd appreciate it, Sarah. Lasseur is Lesseur.